So you're Batman. No, no, no.
I'm that nut.
Bat nut.
Yes. That nut, nut least avenger of the night.
Is that why you're talking like that?
Of course.
Bat nut.
Yes.
You sound more like you're the choker.
Okay, shut up. I do the talking, you just stand there and try to look like you're doing something besides just standing there.
Look, do you really think bat nut scares criminals?
Of course, especially if they have the nut allergy. Face my honey roasted justice.
So, do you have any weapons?
Of course. Batman has the Batarang, I have the Nutarang.
The Nutarang.
Yes, it does exactly what you think it does. But when it comes back, I don't want to catch it. And I have two of them. I call them the Dynamic Duo. And I keep them near the lap pole.
Are you finished?
Yes, no more double entendres.
Thank you.
Until the next one,
Peanut.
Don't get testicle.
Oh, come on.
The personal advisor to Donald Trump, my new friend, Larry. So, Larry, how long have you worked for the president?
About 4 hours.
He hired you 4 hours ago.
Well, he fired me before breakfast, then rehired me after lunch.
Oh,
you heard of Taco Tuesdays? Yeah, Trump has firing Fridays.
And what does Melania say when people get fired?
Take me with you.
Do you think it's true there might be a problem in Trump's marriage?
Oh, no, no. He just went through a stormy patch. Ah, screw you. That's a good joke.
And what is your exact job title again?
Personal advisor to the president.
You advise the president?
Yes.
Really?
I try, I swear to God, I try!
How's that going for you?
Look at me!
You're a little stressed out.
Oh, you think?
It's not lit.
No, but I am!
Well, how's everything else going?
Well, I am angry because Facebook won't let me on Facebook.
Because you're a terrorist?
No, because I don't have a face! But now I have a headache.
Are you getting sick?
No, it's just a headache.
You could be getting sick.
It's just a headache! It really could, but read my lips!
I mean...
Shit, read my teeth! Read my damn teeth! It's just a headache!
Have you had enough water?
What?
Well, some people don't realize how important water is. I mean, it's really, really important. And sometimes if you don't drink it, you get dehydrated, you don't know it, you get a headache. It's really good for your skin.
Silence! I kill you!
Oh, thank you!
Thank you!
Oh, thank you! Silence, I kill you! Silence, I kill you! Silence, I kill you! Silence, I kill you! Anything else bothering you?
I don't know. My 72 virgins are driving me crazy.
Why?
Why? Do you know what happens when 72 women all live in the same place together? We suicide bombers are actually killing ourselves just to get away from the angry virgins.
So this has been a while that you've had them. Is it still 72 virgins?
I'm working on it. I'm exhausted. I just want to play golf.
Oh, you play golf?
I wish. I don't have the equipment.
No clubs.
No putter.
No balls.
Not even a bag. Look, I understand your first wife was with you in the beginning.
And at the end.
So what first attracted you to her?
Her goatee?
She had that much facial hair?
No, she had a little animal that went...
I see.
No, you don't want to see.
How's that?
My first wife, who is not a pretty woman.
No,
at the mall, Santa Claus looked at her and went, oh, holy shit.
But your first wife...
I didn't really care about her looks because on our first date, I got pretty far with her.
You mean that you like you kissed her?
Oh, a lot more than that.
Really? Yeah.
I got to look at her ankle.
Her ankle. Oh, yeah. Just thinking about it.
Gives me a big...
Nothing.
It's not funny!
Jay Hondo and Purdy. So what's been going on with you lately?
Well, last week I went to my best friend's wedding.
That's nice.
Yeah, it was a combination wedding and gender reveal party.
Oh.
Yeah, he was very happy to find out that she really was a woman. Yeah, all was a nail biter, right, guys?
And how's your family?
They're all good.
Yeah, and what's your wife's name? Bubba J.
Oh, no, that's my name.
Well, she's doing well?
Yeah, she's great.
You two have a lot in common, don't you?
Yeah, we're made for each other,
I bet, yeah.
You know, we both got the exact same results in our DNA tests.
Bubba J, how can you be so smart on one hand and so stupid on the other?
Well, you're half of it.